It's time to blow this scene. Get everybody in the stuff together. Okay, 3, 2, 1, let's jam.
Bang! Ooh, smoothness. And we back again, goddammit, with another edition. Does that matter? Does that matter right now? Part two to a beer in the morning. Pow, pow. There it is. How y'all doing? I told y'all I was coming back. Coming back with a banger, goddammit, because we got to finish off the part one. Got to finish off the part one with a part two with a beer in the morning. This is the second morning. I got to give you a full one. I got to give you a full length hour. So, you know, it feels weird not to talk with a tooth missing. Like, my lip wants to do this sink in type thing, and it fucks with me. I don't like it. I don't like it at all. But, first sip. I guess update on the first beer. It wasn't so bad. I didn't go to sleep till late yesterday, so I slept good once I went to sleep, and then I guess once I got up, it was just I didn't want to get up at all. It was a hard get up. It was hard to get up out of the sleep. I wouldn't count that really on the beer. I would just count that on me not going to sleep till like 11:30, which I shouldn't. I'm on impeccable timing today. Okay, impeccable. My timing is grand today, and I'm enjoying the shit out of that. So that's a good thing. I can actually take my time with this and not speed through it with the consciousness. How you doing? Flowing like Eminem with the Simonim and the Himonim and the Feminim. Whatever. I like this beer that I have. I didn't even introduce the beer. That's weird. It's a different beer that I found. It's Mind Haze IPA Firestone. Mind Haze IPA. And I forget where I saw this at. Firestone Walker. So if you want to check that out, it's really good beer. It's really citrusy. It is a 9% alcohol by volume beer. So yeah. Oh no, I'm sorry. Hazy Indian Pale Ale, 6.2 alcohol by volume. I thought it was 9. It's a 6.2. But yeah, that's still pretty high for a goddamn beer, a canned beer, a little small canned beer. This is the only one I found. I'm pretty sure they have bigger ones, but 6.2 is pretty good. It's pretty decent. That'll get you nice and, well, me at least, nice and woozy. And woozy is nice. Woozy is a good feeling. I would prefer to be woozy, but not knock-kneed. I want my legs about me. I don't want to be drunk, but, you know, this is beer in the morning. So, when I was taking a shower just now before I did this, because I had to get the muck off my face, taking a shower, I realized... She got owl slippers. I realized that... That I'm getting fat. That's exciting, kind of sorta. I'm gaining a little pudge, basically. Pudge is nice, right? Are we all with the pudge? I don't know. I feel a little heavy. I can grab this. It's like 5%, I would say. I'm not really sure. I don't have the measurer of the fat that measures the fat on your side, but I do feel heavy. My knees are not liking it. I need to do something about that. I got that smit knee. That left knee it don't want to operate in first thing whenever I get up. It just doesn't want to do what I want it to do. And it gives the fuck out, and I don't appreciate it. It's a struggle. I feel as if I need a brace, a copper brace, or something like that. This bit gives me the burps. Something like that. I'm not sure. Something needs to shake with these goddamn knees of mine. This one knee, at least. My shoulders are feeling fine. Usually around this time, my shoulders will be fucked up. How y'all dreams though? Y'all been dreaming? Not really dreaming, but what are your aspirations? Have you been writing your aspirations down? Have you been thinking positive thoughts? You know, if you need some help, man, call somebody. Hey, shit happens in the world. 2020 was a bad one, man. It's a new year, man. If you need help, if you're depressed or something like that, holla at a nigga. Alright, man. Hey, it's wild out there. You don't have to go through it alone. You do not have to go through it alone. Unless you want to do that, then hey, kudos to you. But if you're a person that needs to reach out, man, don't keep that shit in. Reach out. Reach out and touch. Speaking of touching shit, I wear these gloves at work because there's so many skin cells just everywhere. Skin particles be all over my face and shit, and I do not like it. It'd be so dusty. So goddamn dusty in this place. And I get it everywhere. I cover my hair because we can't have that. I definitely do not want these skin particles in my goddamn hair. But they get on my face, and I can't really prevent that from happening. I breathe the shit in and shit. Fucking the shit burns. I don't know what the fuck is going on, but man, I took my gloves off one day and I just had it all caked up under my gloves and shit, and the shit burns. Some people are extra. I'm not. It's sure. I don't know. Like I rolled through the grass or something. It's not an itch. It's a burn. And my face feels it too. It's just all caked up dust. I feel like I come out like a coal miner. I think I mentioned this earlier, but yeah. I don't care for it too much cotton. Oh man, I got this thing about James Bond, right? And I'm really getting deep into it. I'm a big James Bond head. Like, my James Bond is the Daniel Craig. Who is your James Bond? Which James Bond is your James Bond? It usually depends on the age, normally, which James Bond would be your James Bond. But, like, before the Daniel Craig one came out, it used to be the Pierce Brosnan. But now, the Daniel Craig James Bond look like, make the Pierce Brosnan James Bond look like the pussy that he be getting. Real soft. Make you look like a real soft ass nigga. I didn't expect James Bond to be that soft until you see the Pierce Brosnan James Bond compared to the Daniel Craig James Bond. If any James Bond can whoop another James Bond ass, I'm pretty sure it's Daniel Craig James Bond can whoop at least two of the James Bond ass at the same time. That's how cold I think this Daniel Craig James Bond is. And then, like, you know, like it's a dashing man. He's a gentleman. He always fighting in suits and shit. And you can fight in a suit? What type of material is that suit made out of? That stretchy shit? That fucking that Chinese stretch material? If so, nigga, kick away. Kick away. How you just not ripping the suits? Fighting in suits and busting ass and shit, but you gotta look good for the pussy. And you gotta look. I don't know why. I don't know why that's the thing. Like, you in a crisis situation, but you still got time to get some pussy? You know what type of awesome person that is? Like, you don't give a fuck who's shooting at you or who you dodging in this boat. Hey, you look like you need some dick. And you look like you would appreciate giving me some pussy. And boom, just like that. In a goddamn drive-by, you still getting pussy. Well, I mean, I'm pretty sure niggas in the hood during a drive-by would still be getting pussy. I mean, they'll stop for a second. They'll probably roll over and they'll be like, oh, shit. And then go right back to it, because, you know, nigga, you in some pussy. Yeah, you didn't die. It would be a good way to go out, I guess, dying in some pussy. But that would be terrible, especially if you just got shot, and then she didn't get shot, and then you just died on top of her, inside of her. Do you come after that? Is there a point in time when you will come? Is the dick still working? Does everything just evacuate after you die? They say you void your bowels when you die. So if you just like fuck it and you get shot and you die immediately, do you come as well? Huh. Makes me wonder. Makes me think. Makes me think. Makes me think. Makes me think. Yeah. There was a thing that we discussed today. Because there was a baby shower going on at work. Somebody was having a baby shower. We was wondering what was going on. It was like, oh, is there king cake? Was y'all bringing presents and stuff? What's happening? Is there a birthday party? Nah, somebody was having a baby. So, hey, let's have a baby shower. Let's bring gifts and stuff for this baby. And it's like, well, how far along are you? You know, you're doing all this right now. You're getting everybody to come to this baby shower. You got so many pictures and stuff all up on your Instagram and everything. Hey, what if you have a miscarriage? Whoa. time to erase that Instagram now, right? What is happening? Yeah, it makes you think. Makes you think, because I've seen it happen before. It's like you get all overzealous about the baby coming. Oh, baby's here, almost here, almost here. Then boom. Fucking fate steps in. Is that fate? That's not fate. Fucking life steps in. Baby gone. Oh, now niggas is asking questions because you're not posting no more. You go ghost. You go ghost. You definitely go ghost. Just wait. You know, it's okay to wait. You don't have to show off right away. Because that's basically what you're doing. Look what I did. Look what I made. Look how cute. You better be cute. It better be cute. Because if it's ugly, it's going to get ragged through the internet. And that's the day we live in now. Those are the days that we live in. I've been neglecting my beer. My AM beer. It doesn't really get me too fucked up. I'll be all right. But you know, just saying. I don't know what it is about my face or whatnot. It's friendly. I understand that. One guy thought especially Mexican people. Mexican people think I'm somebody famous or something like that. I'm not really sure what it is. I look really, really young to them. I told one guy how long I was working as an electrician for. I was like, I've been an electrician for 13 years. He was like, what? How the fuck is that possible? I thought you was 18, dude. I was like, what? Really? You thought I was 18? And then, so I've been doing electrical since I was 5, my nigga. Wild. Wild. I don't know what they see in me. Motherfuckers came up to me, thought I was Lil Wayne one time. Sure, if that's what you wanna, that's what gets you through your day, sir. That's what gets you through your day. I'll be Lil Wayne for you. You know, but it's that's not me. And today, I'm just trying to get to work, get my numbers up, so motherfucker don't get let go. I'm trying to get my numbers. I don't mind doing this night job. This night job ain't bad. You know, it is taking away from my daytime. It's fucking me up mentally. Night shift, man, it fucks your body up. Like, I shouldn't be up right now. But, like, everything else is telling me to be up right now. And so having this beer right now, should it be a thing to be doing since I should really be asleep? It affects you. It definitely affects you. And then when you are off, you try to go ahead and go to sleep around the times that you should go to sleep, but you can't go to sleep. So you stay up until the time that you normally would be going to work, and then you go to sleep, and then you wake up at dumb times, and then you're off, and then you waste the day away because you're sleeping all day. And that's not what I want. That's not what I want. You got to really trick your mind, man. You got to really fight it. And I don't be fighting it. I be giving up easy. I give up easy and I let it happen. I gave up easy today when this guy came over and just started talking. I could have ignored him and went away and be like, no, I'm not that dude, but I'm friendly. I'm a friendly bobbing ass nigga, and I get it. I don't know who he thought I was. I'm not really sure, but he decided to go ahead and tell me his entire mood, day, how he felt just then and there. He was like, yeah, man, I'm about to get off. I'm about to, you know, I'm about to get out this thing. About to be out this bitch, Holmes. I'm like, okay, nigga, I gotta get to work. I just got here. Like, I don't know if you know if I don't work with you. You ain't never seen me here before. I know you ain't never seen me because I ain't never seen you, sir. And I be scoping. I be high up. And I be scoping. I ain't never seen you. You know, yeah, man, I run this shit. This all me back here. You know, I'm the assistant manager of the totes. I'm like, you the assistant manager of the totes? Nigga, the totes. What are we? Are you bragging right now? What are you doing? What are you telling me, sir? Like, yeah, nigga, I come back here. He ain't saying nigga, but he was like, yeah, I come back here, and you know, I run all this back here, and I come and I appoint people. You do this, you do that, and then boom, I just sit back and I watch. Now I'm about to be out with this thing, you know what it is. I ain't got nothing to do at all. Boom, I'm all done, cause I run this back here. This my shit back here. I'm the assistant manager of the totes. I'm like, yo. I don't understand that at all. Nigga, the totes. Like, a tote. It's like, It's a whole bunch of totes because, you know, it's an academy. It's a warehouse. You got to put shit in totes and boxes. The plastic boxes that interlock on top, a tote. Nigga, he is the assistant. Nigga, he is second in command to the totes, my nigga. Who's the first? Who's the manager of the totes? Nigga, the totes? You bragging about the totes, my nigga? What do you do with these totes? Like, where are these totes going? Are you making sure that the fucking totes interlock properly? Like, why are you this? Did you go to school to be the assistant manager of the totes? Like, I don't know. I don't know what's going on with this totes situation. Like, I don't get it. Like, what the fuck's up with the totes? Like, why is it a big deal? Why are you telling me about the totes? Why are you saying that you run the totes, my nigga? The totes? Really? I mean, it's a lot of totes, but what you do with these totes? Do you know specific totes? Like, oh, these clear totes? Nigga, these heavy totes, these light totes? Nigga, the gray totes or the better totes? What's up with the totes? You know, the totes with the regular tops? Like, I don't understand the whole situation with these totes. But he's excited about it. And he decided to tell me. He decided to tell me what he knew about his knowledge of the totes. I need to know more. I need to know more. I need to know why he's so excited about totes, my nigga. I don't get it. It fucks me up. Like, I'm flabbergasted. Like, I do not understand his appeal of totes. Totes. Just stacks. Stacks of just fucking gray totes. I do not understand it. But we have came a ways. We have came a ways, and I think I want to get into these. I think I'm gonna try to do a theme song for this. I might try. I don't know. But since we're on impeccable timing, part dose of beer in the morning, part dose beer in the AM, part dose. I have some sweater gods. I forgot how it went in the shower. It went differently in the shower. I don't know how it went. It slipped my mind. Oh, and then after that, I don't know if I mentioned this before, but I'm an advocate of that OnlyFans. So I will give you my OnlyFans. Chick of the week. Movies. I guess I'll get that over it now. Games. Lost The Last of Us 2. You need to get on that. Red Dead Redemption 2. Oh, fuck. Check out that Spider-Man Miles Morales. What movie did I want to tell y'all about? I just watched a movie recently. Cropsy. That was a weird one. If you want to check that out, you can. If you like some strange documentaries about kidnappers. In my head, I had kidnappers. But now as I say that, and it's totally not what I was supposed to say. So I'm glad I just said kidnappers. Kidnappers. That's weird. That's like, kids don't kidnap kids. They don't. Do they? Yeah, they do. Yeah, yep. Kids have kidnapped kids. That is true. Anyway. I forget. Movies. They had some good movies out. What did I recently just watch? And I just like that. I've been watching a lot of Boondocks. So that's been covering things. There's this movie with Bruce Willis and Forrest Whitaker, which is wild. I didn't watch all of that just yet, but that's a wild one. I was talking about a certain movie that was good in the vehicle before I got inside. Mama. The scary movie Mama. You need to check that out. But what we really came here for, these sweater guards. God, swear to 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 God, swear to, swear to, swear to God, swear to God, swear to God, swear to, swear to, swear to God, swear to God, swear to God, swear to God, swear to, swear to, swear to God, my nigga, swear to God, swear to God, swear to, swear to, swear to God, my nigga. All right, so. Swear to God, I got a couple of these. These were fun to look through. These were fun to look through. Let's start from where. Yeah. Swear to God, my nigga. Just to let y'all know, iguanas, which I've always wanted an iguana. I know somebody that just had an iguana. I talked to somebody that has recently had an iguana, and I've always wanted an iguana. And it's a fun fact that I've learned about iguanas. Swear to God, my nigga. Iguanas have 3 eyes. Swear to God. It's like 2 normal eyes and a 3rd eye on top of the head that only perceives brightness. Nigga, y'all got a third eye? Oh, like a for real 3rd eye. Swear to God, son. Iguanas got a for real 3rd eye. Like, we got that metaphorical 3rd eye that we talk about from time to time. But iguanas have a for real 3rd eye. And it just sees brightness. Like, you know, bright shit. Like a occupancy sensor. Like, you cover up an occupancy sensor and the lights come on and you let it go. And you know, the ones that dim that you have in the classrooms that be on lights, those are occupancy sensors. And they sense the light and they make the lights dimmable and such. Swear to God. Swear to God. Swear to God, my nigga. Definition time for everybody. Swear to God. If you don't know, tyromancy, I guess that's it, is the practice of predicting the future with cheese. Swear to God. Like, how are you doing that? With cheese? How are you predicting the future with cheese? And who's buying that? Who's falling for the cheese prediction? Let me know. Like, I think it would be nothing but a certain ethnicity of people that would fall for the future cheese tyromancy gag. Like, yeah, you gonna spend your money on this shit? You might as well go check out the 3-card Monty while you at it, since you're feeling lucky. That's why lots of Karens probably go get their future predicted by tyromancy. Swear to God, my nigga. Swear. Man, these are good. These are good. Very enjoyable. Very enjoyable. And then we get to my OnlyFans pick of the week. And it's a doozy. Ah, she's so good. I love her. I love her already. And, you know, I don't know her, but I do. Right? Right? You get it? Creepy. I know. Sorry. Let her go. Swear to God. All right? Swear to God, my nigga. Lego toys. All right, better investment. Swear to God, son. This is what they say. I'm reading it right here. Swear to God. Lego toys are a better investment than stocks, bonds, or gold. Legos. Boom. Swear to God, my nigga. Are you listening? Did you hear that? Lego toys are a better investment than stocks, bonds, or gold. How, though? How are they a better investment? They last long? I'm not. The value continues to go up? Because they're Legos, I'm not understanding how they're a better investment. But swear to God, man, that's what they say. That's what they say, man. I swear to God. Swear to God. Here you go. Here's another one. This is just a chock-a-block full of swear to Gods today. Swear to God. Then after that, I'll probably go masturbate myself to sleep, which is always nice. Bust on our back, my nigga. My brother said that most people don't know what bust back is. So if I have to explain that to everybody so people can know, bust back is usually the like when somebody sucks you off and then you come in their mouth, what they spit up is that bust back. Right? You get it? Like, you bust in their mouth and she spit that out. Boom, she spit it back. So that's bust back. Right. Face bitch bust back. Face bitch bust back. Anyway, next. That's what, better investment. Swear to God. All right. February. Swear to God, my nigga. Check this out. All right. So people don't get mad at me, but check this out. Swear to God. February used to be the last month of the year, which is why it has the shortest number of days. What? Swear to God. Nigga, that ain't that wild. That's like when you play Street Fighter and you were raised on Balrog being Balrog, and then you play and then you go and get the actual Japanese Street Fighter and then realize Balrog is really Vega, and Vega is like fucking Bison. Doesn't that rock your world? It's like, wait, what? No, this guy is this guy, and he's the boss because he's this guy. This guy can't be this guy because this name fits this guy. What are we doing? You're fucking me up, but you're the originators of it. This is how you created it, and look what us as Americans do. We're like, no, that doesn't make sense. It should be this way. It's pretty fucked up. So, when did February change? When was February not the end of the month anymore? Not the end of the year anymore? The last month of the year was February? So the first month of the year would have been March. When was this? When was it? So it's February. Then, boom, starting all over, new year. March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December, January. February. End of the year. New year, March, April, May, June. That's wild. That's wild. No. Who the fuck changed it? When did it change and why has it changed? It boggles my mind. Swear to God, though. Swear to God. It's right here, so it's gotta be true. I'm fucked up on that one. Guy Fawkes is the reason guys are called guys. Swear to God. There you go. Just throw that one out there. Guy Fawkes. Guy Fawkes. Not like Fox, like Fox. Not like Fox, like Fox. Like F-A-W-K-E-S. Fox. Guy Fawkes. Look him up, because I don't know anything else about it. But swear to God. All right, moving on. It's crazy that I'm laughing to myself, but it doesn't feel as demonic as it probably should. Swear to God, son, swear to God. If y'all didn't notice, I knew this, but swear to God, if y'all didn't notice, just so everybody can know, your nose, swear to God, swear to God, swear to God, swear to God, is your nose is always visible to you. Your mind ignores it through a process called unconscious selective attention. You don't see your nose until you look cross-eyed and it's right there. But it's always visible to you. It's always there. You just don't see it until you tell your brain that you want to see it. Ain't that crazy? Unconscious selective attention. What else do we do that is unconsciously selectively attended? Is our mouth like that as well? No, because your nose is right there and smack dab in the middle of your face. Eyebrows, eyelashes. You don't normally see your eyelashes or eyelids. You don't see the line, the bottom of your eyelid. You know, like the, not the back, but the bottom. You don't necessarily see the bottom of your eyelid. Ooh, that's wild. Who's ever thought about that? Seeing the bottom of your eyelid, you know, the little part that you would draw that would go from the eyelid to the back area. Like, it would have to be like a little small little ledge, right? You know, when your eyelids close together, the portion that they close together, that would be the bottom, right? The bottom or the top. Those little lips right there. You don't see that, do you? You don't see over the top like you're looking over the horizon or nothing like that. I don't know. I don't know if that's a feasible thing to think about. But swear to God, you know, if you didn't know, Your nose is always visible to you. Always. It's always there. You should always see it. But you don't because of unconscious selective attention. Wild. Swear to God. This one was fun. Swear to God. Swear to God, my nigga. Swear to God. People don't sneeze in their sleep due to their brain shutting down the reflex. Swear to God. So sneezing is just a reflex that comes after you. So you never sneeze in your sleep. That's wild. Swear to God. Swear to God. C-3PO and R2-D2. Swear to God. Okay, you listening? Ready up? Swear to God. They had their own 1985 single season 13 episode spinoff TV series called Star Wars Droids. The season shown the adventures of R2-D2 and C-3PO before they joined Luke Skywalker. Ain't that something? Ain't that something? Alright, and to finish this off, because I am a victim of this here. I refer to it as ATS, which is like adult tickle syndrome. I am extremely ticklish. Extremely, like, swear to God, not a lie. I'm extremely ticklish, especially in certain places. If you tickle me there, I will laugh hysterically. And I'm an adult. I'm 35 years old. Why am I this ticklish from these tickle spots? I thought it would fade away, but it does not. So, swear to God, okay? Tickling, swear to God, has been divided into two types. The first type is nismissis. Refers to light feather-like tickling, and the second type is gargalesis. Refers to the harder laughter, including tickling. And I don't really that nismissis tickling doesn't really affect me. That doesn't make me laugh, but the gargalesis type that comes from, like, yeah, physical touch. You really gotta get in there and touch, like, certain spots is like right over. See, I can tickle myself. It's crazy. The armpit, right there in the V line of where the hip and the fucking top of the stomach, the bottom of the stomach meets, that little V area, the V sexy cut area, that's a sensitive area right there. That'll make you giggle. Inner thigh, a little close to the sack, that right there, pretty sensitive. That'll make me giggle. Back of the knee. Back of the knee makes me giggle. Side of the neck. That little chili pepper hot spot that Birdman got on his ear. Not that spot. No. Just the direct side of the neck. That makes me giggle. Then all the other spots are like hot spots. Like if you suck on my earlobe but dig your tongue in my ear. Which I do think is rather disgusting. That is kind of it's a hot spot for me. It turns me on a bit. It's like, oh, bitch, you being disgusting. Yeah, but like in my head, like still that's extra disgusting because earwax is nasty. Earwax is real gross. Actually, when I was in L.A., I got hit on by a cougar that stuck her tongue in my ear and sucked the inside of my ear hole. And after that happened, I got an ear infection. I'm pretty sure she gave me an ear infection. My ear was hurting after that. But she also sucked between my toes, and she stuck her tongue between each one of them. And I told her my toes didn't split that far, and she split my toes, man. Like, you know how when you're in the pool for too long, and like your skin get real soft and shit, and then when you go walk on the bottom, you split your toe. Yeah, you know when you split your toe in half when you're walking on the bottom of the pool, that shit, that dumb shit that feel real stupid, almost like a paper cut thing. Yeah, well, she split between the webbing of my feet with her tongue, and yeah, I told, and that shit, she fucked me up. I was walking crazy for about a few days. disgusting ass. She was very disgusting. She only let me have butt sex, which made me feel like I had a gay lover, but I didn't mind. I did not mind. She was like, if I was able to fuck her in a pussy, that's a commitment. That would be a commitment there, and I could not do that. But boom, poop shoot right away. I was like, well, whatever. A hole is a hole at this point in time, since you talking like that. Anyway, to this OnlyFans now. Oh my God, I can't wait to share you guys before I get out of here. We only got so much percentage, and I definitely need to get in the bed because it is being warmed up. Got a heating pad. That's what you want to call them. Here. And then here. Boom. The OnlyFans pick of the week. Alright, now this person, oh my God. Like, when it comes to OnlyFans, I'm a person that just loves amateur porn. I'm a fan of just amateur. Like, amateur but with good cameras and good angles, and you know what you're doing. Not like terrible amateur, like really good amateur porn. Like, oh, this is intimate amateur porn. Like, I see the corner of your room type of amateur porn. So that's the type of, I love that shit. That grimy shit. Like, oh, she got spots on her booty, but kind of in the right place type of shit. Yeah. That, Like, why your booty hole look like that type of amateur? Oh, I love it. I love it. And this chick, she gives me all the feels of that type of amateur. And if you're looking for it on OnlyFans and you want to invest, you can subscribe. All right. You ready for this price? You ready for this price for a whole month of subscription? You can subscribe for Tree Fitty. What?
Who are you talking to, Kyle?
Tree Fitty, my nigga.
Tell him again, Kyle.
Tree Fitty. Tree Fitty. Why you getting locked in this mouth to my Tree Fitty? She tricked me. Tree Fitty. Come on. Don't you get that locked in this mouth to my Tree Fitty? He tricked me. Tree Fitty. That's all it take. For a whole month of the griminess. Oh, she goes in. I love it. I love it. She go both ways. Nigga, she eat ass too. She eat ass. Are you prepared for that? Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't even give you the name. And I'm getting into the details. I didn't mean it. Anime loving ebony pansexual freak hoe. What? That's the description. She wrote that. But if you're looking for this person, if you want to find all OnlyFans, at Dark Ebony Goddess. Boom. There you go. Go look her up. Pocket Slut is her name. She from Miami. Oh no, that's where she'll be from the 13th to the 17th. I guess she solicited in pussy or whatever. Who knows? Who cares? Pocket Slut. Check her out with the griminess. Boom. Out of on my amateur fucking jacket scale. I give it an 8 hacks out of 10. 8 hacks out of 10. 10 being the greatest, and that's where you come, but 8 hacks out of 10. Yeah. Really good site. She does camera pictures, just all good. All depending on what you're looking for, she probably does it. She probably gets it in. So, you know, that's my pick of the week. Go check out, go support if you'd like to. That's a whole month. Whole month of subscription. OnlyFans is amazing. And I love it. I'm an advocate. I support it. I'm also just doing research. So don't tell my parents. But that's it for you guys today. God damn it. I stayed on a little bit longer than I was supposed to. I'm not going to get in as much trouble as I think I am. Alright. I'm about to probably go get a honey butter chicken biscuit from Whataburger. I fucking hate that place, but I love that honey butter chicken biscuit. I want to be like honey butter chicken bacon biscuit. Yeah, that would be delicious too, with cheese. Anyway, till next time, folks. Which James are you today? I should ask people that. Which James Bond? Oh, bless me. I sneezed twice, but I sneezed silently. So, which James do you feel like today? Doesn't matter. Which James Bond? Bond? James Bond. Chicken, not stirred. You get it? Whatever. Till next time, folks. Like, share, subscribe. If you have any questions about anything, man, hit me up. ManiacalMenace@gmail.com. ManiacalMenace26@gmail.com. Jesus, I probably need to switch that probably to like tellmeajoke@gmail.com or something like that. Just if you want to, you know, send me a message or whatnot, I should probably make up my own one. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to make another one. But I'm also start working on other things as well. And I need to get into bed. So, all right, you guys. Until next time. Tell me a joke.